It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
Toucher and Rich.
That's got to be a soul-killing exercise.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Back in the days on the Boulevard of Linden, we used to kick routines and the presence was fitting. It was hot.
98.5, the Sports Hub is our station. We are Toucher and Rich. You can watch us on Twitch, twitch.tv. Subscribe to 98.5, the Sports Hub. By the way, Q-Tip is huge now. Like
really?
A bodybuilder.
Oh, he's like Jax?
Oh, all right. Yeah. There was a picture with him and Dre recently. And Dre's not a small man, and he's way, way bigger than him. Before I forget about it, if you subscribe to The Athletic, there is the article where they talk to 15 current or former players that played, including Johnny Gomes, who played with Joey Votto, and it's fantastic. Fantastic.
Good or bad?
Great.
Oh, they like Votto. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Votto's a very, very strange guy, but in a really, like, unique, interesting way. And I won't get onto all of it, but he would do stuff. I'll give you two. Like in spring training, he's like, one before at bat, he's like, I'm going to foul off 15 pitches. Like, I just want to see, because he was watching Todd Helton, and he's like, he can just foul off pitches. I'm going to foul off 15 pitches. So he'd go out and foul off 15 pitches. And then there was a pitcher, and he just kept, he left the batter's box, and no one called time. So the pitcher threw, and it was a strike. And then Votto came back in and then did it again, and then no one called time. He sacrificed the at-bat. And so the guy goes, if you do that again, I'm going to hit you in the neck. So Votto goes into the box the next at-bat and smiles at the guy and takes his hand off the bat. And the guy looks at him and shakes his head and he goes, hit me in the head, not the neck. So he screws with the pitchers. Just like he was willing to sacrifice two strikes on him just to mentally screw with the guy. So it's
something mentally uneven about Votto. Jesus.
Well, that's the way you would look at it, you lame brain. I look at it as a unique, maybe bordering on a...
He's a genius.
A savant.
I see.
I don't like using genius. Now, Bert Breer, especially when you are one, John, you can't just throw the term around. Bert Breer is a senior NFL reporter and lead content strategist for the MMQB. He joins us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. As we inch towards the draft, less than 2 weeks away, I would not have gone on vacation if the draft was this coming week. That is how much I like the draft. Bert Breer, hello, sir.
Hey, what's up, Fred?
Hey, what's going on, man? How's everything?
I'm good. I'm not on vacation, but I'm in Florida, which is a little weird. I don't know if you guys have ever done this, but it's like one of those where, like, I can't take time off this time of year, but I also, like, can't as well tell my family, like, we can't go away for a few days for school vacation. So, like, I'm in Florida, and everybody else is on vacation, and I'm working. So
yeah,
it's all good.
That's my wife. She got a job a week before we were going on vacation. So my wife will be working the entire time that we're on vacation, which I'm actually looking forward to. All I want her is to stop paying attention to me. Just stop paying attention to me. Just concern yourself with yourself. I have no trouble ignoring you.
Well, hold on. You guys went to Miami, and she was... Where was she? She disappeared for three or four days,
She went to her sister's to help take care of the
baby. And you liked the hell out of that, too, didn't you?
Oh, Oh.
So it's just you and the kids then, or what was that?
But I just don't. She spent now 5 years just paying attention to me. Just leave me, and not in a good way. Just leave me alone. I hear the door, Fred. In the morning, I hear you open the door. Just stop. Concern yourself with your own things. Go to the, have an affair. Go to the North End where your business is. Have an affair. Do something.
Okay.
Find another man to be obsessed with. Just do your own thing. My Lord.
It makes it sound like it's like 24-hour surveillance or something.
I had to turn off notifications on her phone, and she didn't do this deliberately, but we have Ring, right?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Every time someone entered or left the house, they went, like loud as hell on her phone. So like she was monitoring. She knew whenever anyone left the house, it was awful. So I had to turn it off. Just pay attention to yourself.
See, Bert has it right. I mean, Bert, I assume your wife is taking the kids and they're going to the beach or whatever, right? You're by yourself.
Yeah, I mean, I'll be like sitting at the pool and like, by the way, like I thought it would be easy here. This hotel, it's like the Hunger Games, like looking for seats outside the pool.
Oh, yeah,
like
you got to go early.
Yeah. It's unbelievable.
No, after dinner, go to the pool. And when you go to dinner, I'm sure your wife has a bag that could carry 10 gallons worth of stuff. After dinner, go to the pool and put some stuff on a chair. That's what you do. That's what we did in Miami Beach.
On top of
that's a good call,
Mary's father is someone who like rents out apartments for vacations and houses and things down in Panama City. And he said that right now, Florida's like busier than they've been in like a decade. It's so slam-packed.
Oh, it's like COVID. It's like COVID doesn't exist here. Like it really is. Like they have the little dispensers with masks and stuff all over the hotel. No one's paying attention.
Wow, I wonder why people are going there.
It's eye opening.
But yeah. Dan O'Brien, our producer, said that he's got a brother. One of his 85 siblings works at the airport, Logan,
and said we're everywhere.
I know they really are. He says that it's like busier than it's been in since COVID. It's the busiest it's been. So
keep a heads up this weekend when you travel, Fred.
I wonder if they're going to... As busy as Logan can get, I've never seen it crazy, so we'll see.
Ooh, I've seen it really crazy. Bad.
See, I have not. Yeah. And I don't mind playing with my kids on vacation. That I don't mind. So you can stick me with my kids alone. I don't care. They'll watch movies that I want to watch, and I don't mind playing in the pool. I got nothing else to do. I mean, I've learned my lesson about like drinking all day. I can't do that. So, I mean, I don't mind playing with the kids. So, that I don't mind. My wife being away, okay. I'll take care of the kids. I got no problem with that. All right. I mean, I love the woman, but let's get a break.
Right.
All right. So, Bert, the main okay, I was talking with this someone yesterday. Does the draft, the Lions are in a bit of a, are the Lions kind of in the catbird seat here at 7? How important is what the Lions do at 7?
Well, I would say like the two hot spots in the top 10 are 4 and 7. And that like, I think most people assume Cincinnati's going to stick and get someone to help Joe Burrow at 5. They don't have a great history of trading out anyway. And then Miami, obviously they already traded down and traded back up for a reason.
Yeah. They're where they want to be. Yeah.
Right. Right. So like both those teams are sort of where they want to be. And then you've got Atlanta, which, you know, for a team that wants to go up and get the fourth quarterback, that'd be the spot you'd look at. But Atlanta's also looking at Kyle Pitts, and they're looking at the idea of taking a quarterback themselves. And, yeah, I mean, I think if, say, and I was just Mac Jones goes third.
All right, you're breaking
and
up.
And Lance and Fields start slipping. Repeat, and they get past four.
Repeat yourself. I'm sorry, Bert. You're
kind of breaking up a little bit.
You broke up.
No problem. So like, let's say if like Atlanta takes Pitts at 4, and then Cincinnati takes Chase at 5, and Sewell goes 6 to Miami, just for argument's sake.
Yep.
Then at 7, you know, you look at the next quarterback cluster, probably is Carolina at 8, and I still could take a quarterback even though they traded for Darnold, and Denver at 9. And so, you know, for a Washington, for a Chicago, for a New England, now all of a sudden the 7th pick becomes incredibly valuable because you don't have to pay what you would have had to pay to get up to 4. But, you know, you are still probably going to have to get in front of those two teams. And so, you know, I think Atlanta and Detroit, based on their willingness to trade out, are sort of the two hot spots in the top 10. You know, and both, I think, based on whichever quarterbacks fall past the top three.
All right, let's take a break. When we come back, we'll talk to Bert. Is the interest in Justin Fields real? We've seen more than one person predict that the Patriots are interested in him. We saw McDaniels at his pro day. And let's assume they don't trade to four. If they do trade to seven, what that would take. We will be back in just a moment.
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield. Field.
What's up? Talking about the game is no game.
You are listening, you are enjoying the talk.
Toucher and Rich.
That's wordplay, my friend.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Dan wrote the final question.
Hey, Bill, how you doing?
Good, Dan. How about you?
No complaints. Just a quick.
That's good. We don't want to hear him anyway, so.
Hey, Bill, how you doing?
It's Dan Roach yesterday during the Bill Belichick press conference. A press conference where Belichick farted.
Okay, so I have heard that there was a fart clip, and I mean, is it legitimate? Is it something?
I'll hand it to Felger and Maz. I was taking my daughter somewhere. I heard Felger and Maz, and it was brought to their attention that Belichick farted during that, and they were very, very upfront on saying they were not the people to truly identify that as a fart.
they know that
people would have to wait until the real investigators got in. And to that, I do tip my hat to the Felger Mad
nice
show.
Yeah.
It was a split decision in terms of their show. It was actually a majority ruling that it was. Felger and Jim Murray both voted that it was. But
now, is this a
Maz the lone hold?
Maz was a killjoy. Stop it! Come on.
What's that, Ridge?
No, is this a situation where they believe it was Bill or it was someone who was
on the
call?
It was Bill. Bill farted.
Okay. By the way, speaking of Bill Belichick and Tony Maz, I just tweeted out a photo. It's Bill Belichick's birthday today, and I tweeted out a photo of Bill Belichick when he was probably about like 10 years old, and he's playing Pee Wee football, and he's standing next to his dad. His dad is Tony Maz.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they could be doppelgangers. Bill Belichick's father, like, and Tony Maz. Like, maybe Tony Maz is Bill Belichick's brother. We just don't know it.
What if Maz went to like a press conference and Belichick just started crying? It was like, I always wanted to please you.
And then they went
are
to
you proud
catch
of
in the
me?
Backyard.
Yeah, right. and then Roach is like, play catch with him.
All hey, right. Bill, how you doing?
Hey, Bill, how you doing?
Hey,
I'm good.
Right.
Hey, Bill, how you doing?
And I'll tell you, I'll give it to the press yesterday. Really get into what we wanted to know. Lots of good questions. All the questions about Cam. Oh no, there was none. All right. Well,
I do want to know, Fred, to your point when you're talking about, like, you know, all the draft and who's been moving around. What have you heard anything in the last week? Because everything's constantly changing with this, whether who's going to get moved forward and like whether or not the Patriots are going to move.
Well, I actually have a scenario, Rich, that I want to ask Bert about that does it's entirely the Patriots. Okay. So if Trey Lance and Fields both fall out of the top five, it's going to be chaos, as you know, which would be fantastic. Let's say that doesn't happen, but Fields does. Okay. So now we're talking about probably the seventh pick and play. Again, I have not read this anywhere else, but I do believe, and I'm glad you agree with me so I don't feel like such a fool, but I do believe the seventh pick now is the pick. So if I'm the Patriots and I'm interested in Justin Fields, A, are they interested in him? Do you believe that's real? And B, if they would they have to move to seven?
Yeah, I believe there's real interest there. And I don't think they do the amount of work that they've done on a quarterback like that unless there is genuine interest there. And remember, like, resources are tough this year just as far as sending people around. You can only have three people at each of these pro days. And you look at I understand people thinking Bill should be there. I agree with that to some degree. But outside of Bill being at, like, Justin Fields' pro days, like, they've put every single high-end person they have there. They've had the offensive coordinator, Josh McDaniels, the top three guys in the scouting department, plus the area scout who's assigned to him, all got eyes on him at those pro days. And so, you know, I just don't think you put that amount of work into a player unless there's real interest there. I'd also mention this, like, you know, Dave Ziegler is basically the new Nick Caserio. He hasn't been to very many pro days this year because he's been adjusting to the job. I think LSU might be the only other one he was at. And so the fact that not just Josh, but Dave Ziegler went tells me there's some level of real interest there, and there's no reason to fake it. You know what I mean? Like, what are they like, what exactly are they proving by showing up and trying to fool anybody about their interest in him? I mean, they're
sounds
not
like there's a well
to...
of lost souls yelling behind you, Bert. What is that?
Yeah, Bert, is it a cocktail
party? Where are you?
What's going on?
That'd be the landscapers, I think, at the hotel here.
Okay. Because first there were some birds, sure that... and I saw John getting a little excited there for a moment.
Are you all?
That's either a leaf blower or a weed whacker. I'm not sure which.
Tell your wife and kids to get the hell on the patio, and you go inside the room. I mean, Jesus, what's going on? I mean, what's going on?
Yeah, guys. I'm sorry about the weed whacker in the background. I think Ziegler being there is significant just because he hasn't been to a lot of these, and there's no reason for the Patriots to fake their interest in this player. Here's the other thing. The first pro day for Fields,
we lost him.
Oh, he got hit by the weed whacker.
Yeah, I was just going to say, and that was, he was never heard from again.
Yeah, just have him do it on the phone.
Yeah.
Just have him do it on the phone.
Real quick, before we get Bert back, there's something I wanted to ask him, and you were kind of leading to it before we went to the last commercial break. I don't think the Patriots aren't going to trade up to four. That's just going to cost, or five, or six. It's just going to cost too much capital, and they have to physically get cheap players on the roster.
Right.
So they have backups, and people are willing to step up while all of these free agents leave. How high are the Patriots willing to step up? How low does a quarterback have to fall? Is it eight? Is it nine? Or
see,
is it 10?
I think seven is the pick.
And I wonder how much that'll cost because the difference in capital between 7 and 10 is significant.
Well, but also there's a reason for that is because you're going to have to get exceptionally lucky if you like Fields and have him fall to 10.
See, I think Fields is going to go 3 to San Francisco. I think this Mac Jones stuff is ridiculous.
See, I think Trey
too many
Lance
people
is
saying Mac Jones.
I think it's Trey Lance or Mac Jones. I think it's Trey Lance or
Lance,
Mac Jones.
Yes, I wouldn't jump up to get Jones. If he falls in your lap at 15, that's one thing.
I wouldn't either.
I would never trade up that high to get
I wouldn't
Jones.
Either. All right. So Bert, so we're back at it. So the interest you believe is very real in Justin Fields from the Patriots. Do they have to go as high to seven, as seven to get him, or do you wait? Do you take the chance that you know, two teams, let's say Carolina, there's a chance. I mean, there's a chance Detroit would want him. You know, there's a certainly Denver would want him. So I don't think he can afford to wait around to the 10th pick.
Yeah, I mean, the one point that I would just finish before the leaf blower got me there is that, like, the first pro day for Fields, like, to me, like, that could have been about a number of different prospects. All the Ohio State prospects worked out at that one, right? Like, so you had a couple of linemen who will go in the first couple rounds. You know, you had, a couple of front seven guys who are going to be later picks. The second pro day was actually basically just Justin Fields and Sean Wade, who's a corner who's going to go in like the fourth or fifth round. So, like, there was no reason to go to the pro day if you're Josh McDaniels on Wednesday, other than Justin Fields and going and seeing him throw. So, I do think the interest is real, and they put resources, you know, in a year when there's a lot of transition happening in their scouting department into going and scouting Fields. And I don't think he gets past that 8-9 cluster. I'd be surprised. It wouldn't shock me if Carolina took him and put him in a competition with Sam Darnold. And it wouldn't surprise me if Denver were to take him. The Broncos have been sort of, I think, sneaky aggressive about their quarterback scouting over the last couple of months. And I wouldn't be shocked if Denver actually wound up moving up. So, like, I think you've at least got to go to 7. And I'm not completely sold that San Francisco's not taking Fields. But I think you've at least got to go to 7 if you want to have a shot at getting Justin Fields.
Okay, so I like Tommy Kern as a writer. One thing that you can say about him, whether you like him or not, is I don't think he throws stuff out there that's outrageous just to get clicks. And he wrote an article earlier this week talking about, you know, if the Patriots were patient, could they end up with Aaron Rodgers? And he goes through the scenarios of everything that's been happening with Green Bay and, you know, why he sees that this could possibly be a reality if, you know, he's not saying it's something that he's got inside information on, but do you see a scenario where Aaron Rodgers would somehow find his way, not this season, but possibly next season, yeah, Aaron Rodgers could wind up a Patriot?
I think there is a scenario where Jordan Love is the quarterback of the Packers in 2022. And really, the smoking gun to me, the Packers have this thing in his contract where they can automatically restructure his contract, right? They don't need to ask him for permission or anything. They can basically take, and I don't want to bore you guys with the financials, but they can take $13 million, convert it into a signing bonus, and save $9 million on their salary cap this year. They can do it right now. They have not done that. And, like, if you listen to the way that Rodgers has talked over the last couple of months, what does he want the Packers to do? He wants them to act more aggressively, like the Chiefs have in building around Mahomes, like the Bills have in building around Josh Allen, like the Bucks have in building around Brady. Well, how have the Bucks built around Brady? How have they been able to do it? It's by mortgaging contracts that way, right? It's about by pushing money forward. The Bucks have basically said, the hell with it. Like, we'll worry about all of this when Brady's gone. Rodgers has basically advocated for the Packers doing that, and there's this thing in Rodgers' contract that allows them to do it unilaterally, and they still haven't done it. So why would they not do that? Well, they wouldn't do that on principle, but they also wouldn't do that because if you do that, it becomes harder to move on from him a year or two from now. Oh. And so I think other teams are sort of looking at that now and saying to themselves, wait a second. Like, if the Packers are really all in on Aaron Rodgers and they really believe he's going to be the quarterback there for the next 2 or 3 years, why aren't they just restructuring the contract and going and getting him some help? So, you know, I think that there's just a lot there. And Rodgers keeps saying these things, you know, and I don't think any of it's by mistake. And so I do know that there are some teams that are monitoring it. And I don't put it this way. It would surprise me if there weren't already a couple calls to the Packers just to inquire on whether or not Aaron Rodgers is available. I don't know if the Patriots have made one of those calls, but I'm just saying, like, I think there are enough teams out there that are kind of looking at this and saying, is he available? To where it may, you know, I don't think it happens this year, but I think it's certainly on teams' radar that it could happen going forward. And who knows? I mean, you know, maybe the Patriots, if they are patient with this thing,
could wind up a year from now in a position where they could say, let's go make a run at Aaron Rodgers.
Well, that would be brilliant to forego getting your quarterback of the future on the off chance that you could pick up an aging quarterback that might give you a couple years.
I mean, yeah. And here's the thing. Like, I do think that there's this, I mean, like, you look at, like, what the Panthers did, right, and going and getting Sam Darnold. And I think the brilliance in what the Panthers did was the Panthers kept their options open, right? Like, they're taking a big swing at the position with a guy who was drafted in the top three, but they're also not, like, married to the guy. So if they see something better, they can still do it. Whereas if you draft a quarterback in the top five, like, you're pretty much taking yourself out of the running for quarterbacks for a while. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, you know, I could see the argument where if you're not totally in love with one of the guys in the draft and you're not, like, totally sold that the guy can be your guy for the next 15 years, maybe it does make sense to just have guys in the building that you can be competitive with for the time being and save that big swing for when there is somebody that you really, really believe in available.
That's a hell of a risk, man. That's a hell of a risk.
Well, no, you're talking about, he's also talking about drafting a guy in the top five. I mean, if you move up to 10 and you take Fields, you're not putting yourself into that position. You move up to 7 and take Fields. I mean, Jesus, the Jets took Darnold 3 years ago at 3, moved them, and now they're taking Zach Wilson at 2. So you never know. All right, Bert Breer will continue on with us. Here are the headlines.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Toucher and Rich.
I just want you to go, ooh, yeah. And like, oh yeah.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
We're Toucher and Rich. Bert Breer from MMPV is on with us. And so we've established the Patriots do have real interest in Justin Fields, so we've established that 7 in the draft, the Lions pick, is the kind of the goal that you would want to get up to if you wanted Justin Fields. What would that take, Bert, in your opinion?
Probably, so 15 to 7, I'd have to look at the like draft value chart, but probably, so there was a team that went, was it Buffalo? That went from 12 to 7, and they didn't have to give up the following year's one to do it. But I think that, like, you know, if you're doing, like, a five-spot move, like, I think you can do that without next year's one. I think you'd be hard-pressed to go 15 to 7 without giving up next year's one. So my guess would be you'd have to bundle, you know, this year's one, next year's one, maybe, like, a mid-round pick, and then potentially you could have something coming back, too. You know, and you know how the Patriots like to even out the picks and everything else. But I think if you're going 8 spots up and it's for a quarterback and there's a quarterback following, which would naturally create competition for the pick, my guess would be you'd have to give up next year's one to get there.
Well, that seems very reasonable to me.
Oh, yeah.
If you've targeted Justin Fields and Fields falls, that's what you want. All right. And so, Bert, we'll ask you again because new information comes out every week. is Justin Fields. You think that there's a chance that he could be the number three pick in the draft. A lot of people, myself included, just I can't imagine that they gave that the San Francisco gave all that up to just get Mac Jones. Is Fields, why is Fields falling? Again, is there anything new coming out about the kid that I mean, why is he behind Trey Lance now?
So I had a, I was talking to somebody, this was about a month ago, about him. And, they brought up the comparison to Justin Herbert. And I think it makes all the sense in the world. Justin Herbert going into the 2019 college season was seen as the odds-on favorite to be the number one overall pick the following year. NFL people thought that. People outside the NFL thought that. And because of that, he was under this microscope, and so every little thing got picked apart to the point where people going into last year's draft were like, I don't know if Justin Herbert's going to be any good. Well, what wound up happening is he was overexposed. We were probably nitpicking too much. NFL teams were guilty of it too. And he wound up being the third quarterback taken. When you could argue, he showed every bit as much as a rookie as Joe Burrow did, who was the number one overall pick, right? And I think there's sort of the same thing going on with Justin Fields to a degree where, you can nitpick him for the Indiana game. He didn't play well in the second half of that game. You nitpick him for the Northwestern game. He didn't play great against them. But he has 22 starts, which is more than Mac Jones and more than Trey Lance. And overwhelmingly in those games, he was the best player on the field. So, I think you put that all together, and I sort of wonder if we're going to come out of this and someone's going to wind up with Fields, and then we're going to get to the fall and it's going to be like, holy crap. Like, why were we all picking this guy apart? In fact, the same sort of thing, guys, actually happened to Trevor Lawrence. Like, there was a 5-game stretch during Trevor Lawrence's sophomore year where he wasn't playing great, where everybody was sort of like, what the hell is wrong with him? And then he sort of played through it, and we all right, like, that's Trevor Lawrence,
Yeah.
So I think that that's sort of what's happened with Fields, where he's been on a big stage for so long that we've all had a lot longer time to pick him apart. Whereas, did you guys know who Zach Wilson was in October?
Well, we did. Actually, just because of Joe Murray.
Yeah.
We did because Joe Murray was super hot on him. So, yeah. But,
right. But the general public, that's the thing is, like people were figuring out who Zach Wilson was in October and November. Like, there was no time to pick him apart, right? Like, no one was doing that with him. So I just think there's an interesting, I just think it's interesting to look at one versus the other because there has been so much exposure to Fields over the last couple of years.
Okay. Let's drastically change the subject, and I don't mean to completely hijack this, but I've been fascinated with the retirement of Julian Edelman and obviously the marketing by himself of the retirement of Julian Edelman, where right now you can go to JE11.com and buy a Foxborough Forever t-shirt, in which he coined that phrase as he was sitting on the field.
Hey, Zolak had one on yesterday. He did.
Of course he did.
I'll tell you, that retirement video was fine. Until the beam me up thing. What the hell was that?
See, I actually was okay with that. See, here's why. Because if he would have walked away, because it looked like he was about to walk away to an empty chair, and I would have been like, yeesh. But then almost just, it was unexpected, and he did the beam up thing. On its own, sure. I could see him be like, what the hell is that? But it broke that tension of, oh my God, he's really just going to walk away to an empty chair, like this huge gravitas, and then he breaks it up. I have a problem with that. Now, the immediate marketing of him retiring on his website, that's a little much.
See, I'm just going to have Notorious Newton from my hometown. I'm going to start selling those up on the places.
Of
course. Or like Confident and Concord.
Sure, that could be it.
I just like, what is that? Just, I love Foxborough.
I'm a big fan of Foxborough.
I just love, southern suburban communities.
So the chances, and everyone's asking this, and it doesn't seem like it would happen, but what are the chances that he ends up in Tampa Bay next year?
I don't think he can physically do it anymore, guys. Like, I think this was a decision based, and I think he's being honest when he says the wheels fell off,
But he did retire.
His knees bone on bone. His knees bone on bone. He's been playing through that for a while. I mean, it would take, I think, like, the one issue was like, and I've heard people say like, oh, well, could they sign him in November, and then maybe he has like, you know, whatever, 8 games left in the tank, and he can just kind of ride those out and try to win another Super Bowl. And on the surface, that would make some sense. I just think with the state of his body and his knee, the amount of work that it would take him to be in position to do that, like, it would have to be planned well ahead of time, right? Like, it couldn't be a snap thing where I think, like, he would have to be working through August and September and October to get himself in a position to do something like that. And I don't know. I mean, like, I just, like, you know, I look at a guy who's accomplished everything that he's accomplished. There's no, like, kind of bitterness over the way it ended. I like the way that there sort of was with Gronk, you know, where I think Gronk still had something left to prove and to show people. I just view this one as a little bit different. And I don't know. I think it took him a while to come to terms with the fact that the wheels had come off. And it's just, it's hard to see an athlete reversing a decision like that.
Do you know what he's got planned after this? Like, do you have any insight into what he's going to try to do after this?
I don't. And but like, I would assume it's some sort of media based on his previous activities.
Yes. Is internet video kingdom? Yes.
It's gonna be a movie star. I
wouldn't rule out like him thinking that he's going to be a movie star and then finding out in short order that that might not be in the cards. I don't know. I mean, like, you guys, like, I'd love to hear what your guys' guesses are on that.
Well, I mean, listen, he's just going to roam the earth on his sweet longboard and just, you know, he's like, it's going to be like Kung Fu, you know?
That's right. City to city, town to town.
Just bringing freshness wherever he goes.
Or he's going to get on that, like, new Twitter platform, whatever. What was the challenge to Twitter that was supposed to allow free speech? Parlor. He's going to be the king of Parlor.
Parlor?
Oh, yeah. God. I'm taking my talents to Parlor.
I mean, I like Rich's scenario there. It's like a like Forrest Gump with a skateboard, right?
Yeah, he has videos that it's all him with no tricks. It's just him
just rolling.
Just him rolling down flat surfaces.
Yeah, that's right.
Was it the one where he's like rolling? He's like rolling through the South End on his skateboard or whatever, right?
It's a chance for him to chillax. I mean, whatever.
How pissed was Edelman when he saw that Ocean Spray video and that guy got all that publicity? He goes, dude, I've been doing that for years, man.
Yeah.
Just riding and doing nothing.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, I haven't even soiled my skin with a bunch of tats. I mean, come on. I'm in this gym for nothing. All right, so Bert, in your opinion, Julian Edelman, because Gronkowski never filed for retirement, right? Edelman has, and so that's a difference there, I guess. Too.
I thought he had. No,
I guess he hadn't. Okay. Is what I'm hearing is that he had not. So
I don't think, like, logistically, I think that stuff's sort of overdone anyway. I mean, retirements can be undone, and I don't put a ton of stock into, I mean, really, like, doing that and going through that process is about, you know, things like benefits and your pension and all of that, you know. So I don't know, like those things can always be undone. I look at, like, Edelman, and to be fair, like, I thought the same thing with Gronk, like that he was physically spent. The difference between Gronk and Edelman to me is, like, I think Edelman has come to peace with how it ended, and I'm not sure that Gronk ever really did. Like, I just think the way that Gronk went out, the pain he was in, and, you know, just kind of like everything that he dealt with that last year, I'm not sure that, like, you know, Gronk went out the way, but, like, you know, he would have drawn it up. Whereas with Edelman, I think, like, you know, no one draws it up the way that Edelman went out either, but he at the very least, you know, feels like he got everything out of his football career that he possibly could have.
All right. Well, there you go. You know, we have less than 2 weeks from the draft. We've pinpointed the Lions pick at 7 as being the most important pick in terms of getting Justin Fields. It doesn't seem like the price would be ridiculous to move from 15 to 7.
You like that Kellen Mond guy that I guess McDaniels has been hot on?
We talked at great length with Bert last week on Kellen Mond.
Yeah. Well, and I just, the other one I would keep an eye on day 2 for the Patriots would be Davis Mills from Stanford. That was one, and I think I may have mentioned it to you guys over the last couple of weeks, but he's sort of, in a lot of different ways, kind of up their alley. So he's one of these guys that I think you could look at and say he could wind up being a much better pro than he was a college player.
All right. Well, certainly that was the way with Brady. All right, Bert Breer, enjoy your Florida stay, and maybe help out the guys who are weed whacking.
Yeah, and who would have thought my phone, like Bert Breer's phone, would actually be the best option on a day like today, huh? How about that?
It was too much peripheral noise. Well, enjoy your time in Florida, sir.
All right, thanks, guys. Have a good one.
All right, there you go. There you go. Bert Breer in Florida.
Dan Roach, the final question.
Hey, Bill. How you doing?
Good, Dan. How about you?
No complaints. Just a quick.
That's good. We don't want to hear him anyway, so.
What's that explosion?
I think that's what they put on the WBZ when they retweeted it. Because they had a pair of... It's actually kind of funny. They had a pair of, like, ghetto-y, like, pixelated sunglasses, like, go over Bill's face.
Oh, that's right. Like it's the deal with it glasses.
Yeah, like, yeah. Bill was just like, yeah. He had a,
hey, Bill, how you doing?
Well, he had farted, so, you know.
That must be what it was.
Yeah, he had farted. I mean, I have the fart audio here, but...
Can we rule on it? I mean, should we rule on it now? Is there enough time to analyze it?
Yeah, we have... We have 2.5 minutes. I mean, it's
a 2.5 minute far court, Fred. You know how like we like to try.
All right. Well, I don't want to do it at 8. I mean, it's
No. I have something at 8.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
But Bill did fart during his press conference yesterday. Yes. He was feeling good. He's gonna be so pissed when the Zoom thing ends.
I know. He actually has to, you know, walk downstairs into a room with a lot of reporters waiting for him now.
Yes.
Whereas before, it didn't matter. He could look like a homeless guy. He could show up.
He looked like a homeless guy. He would wear sweatshirts that were ripped in places would never naturally rip.
He could wear whatever he wants. Did he Zoom things?
He wore them before the Zoom. I mean, he wore awful stuff. All right.
Speaking of that, what is the Red Sox Zoom background when they do the postgame press? It's the most. It looks like the Wheel of Fortune behind.
Oh,
that.
That's
it's the Karma Sutra.
Yeah, that was in Minnesota.
Yeah, it's Minnesota. It's a wheel with all the different teams on it.
Yeah,
I guess
that's not a Red Sox.
Not distracting at all.
I guess it's supposed to be funny. Like apparently, whoever team you're playing, the arrow's pointing to. I don't know. It's hysterical though.
Huh.
Well, listen, they're too busy with their heads in the clouds thinking of Twins.
Speaking of the Twins, a listener sent this, you know, the Coors commercial. And the Twins, of course, the...
Apparently, playing to
the guy
touch,
who made this song and this commercial with this...
With the Twins.
He loved it so much, he made a 4.5 minute song and rock video out of it.
Oh, all right. Well, that's an hour of the show one day.
He released a single. The guy who made this, and you can totally... Okay, we'll get into it later on. It's like a 4.5 minute long rock video.
Oh, boy.
Because the guy's like, listen, the song's so successful. Who doesn't want the full-length version?
Oh, boy. Oh, and then after like 2 minutes of just things dudes love, I wonder what it gets into. Like, really dark stuff. I mean, you've already got incest in there. I mean,
that's a bingo game, Fred. Let's start listing the things that he thinks that their guys are totally into.
Yeah, that's a good game.
Twins bingo!
Exactly.
When we come back, Fred... Let's just say I watched one of the best television shows of our generation last night.
Well, I hope you're ready to grind.
The debut of a little show about a guy who loves business.
Yeah, he's got the bug.
Mark Wahlberg's Wall Street.
He's got the business bug. All right, we will explore that coming up in just a moment.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win. with FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield. Field.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.